This is another episode of Stand Up Comedy, your host and MC, celebrating 40 plus years on the fringe of show business. Stories, interviews, and comedy sets from the famous and not so famous. Here's your host and MC, Scott Edwards.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this week's amazing show. We have something really different for you. I'm calling it Time Warp Comedy. What I'm going to do is take you on a little trip through time with some great headliners. Coming up later in the show, one of the funniest men in the universe, Jerry Seinfeld. Originally out of New York, he was one of my first headliners back in 1980. And this piece of live stand-up comedy is recorded at my very first room in 1980, and it's terrifically funny. And what's amazing with Jerry's material, it's just as funny today as it was 40 years ago. In the middle spot, another terrific, if not esoteric, headliner. This was recorded in the 90s. He is a very talented guy out of San Francisco, Andy Kindler. I know you'll enjoy his strange twist on stand-up comedy. But right now, we're going to start things off. Recorded in 2005 at a live concert where I was a sponsor, very talented headliner, Don Friesen. This guy's a terrific comic, worked my club for many, many years, and was the only two-time winner of the San Francisco Comedy Competition. If you haven't had a chance, look for his interview show and listen to his story. Very funny guy, and let's find out right now. So as I mentioned, recorded live in 2005, right here in Sacramento, the very funny and inexplicable Don Friesen.
This is great. I've been here all week. Sacramento, you guys, man, all week people have been saying nothing ever happens in Sacramento. Why are you taping in Sacramento? That's exactly why I'm taping in Sacramento. Yeah. You seriously think we packed this place out if anything else was going on? Now, I have kids, you know. My son is 7 years old. My daughter's 4. Trying to get you to learn how to be a good dad and teach him things. You guys have kids? My flaws, young kids? Yeah? Wow, all right. Let's see, how about you guys? How many kids you guys have? 2? All right, good for you. Did you videotape the births?
No.
Good, don't. Because we did, and now that tape is just sitting up there on the shelf. You know, I know it's going to change the whole father-son talk. Daddy, where did that come from? Well, if you want to grab some popcorn and lower the lights. Kind of explains itself, really. But how did I get in there? Well, that's a different tape altogether. We don't normally believe in spanking, but your mom was very bad that day. Things got out of hand. Can't say that. We're in our last prenatal visit. Our nurse told us that our obstetrician's also a magician on the side. I was cracking up. I kept picturing my wife laying there in the birth table. He's pulling out handkerchiefs. Reaching behind her ear, is this your baby? Rope tricks with the umbilical cord. Cut here. He's got a big closer. Congratulations, Mr. Friesen. It's a boy. Well, thanks, but hey, where are his balls? They're under one of these cups. Oh. Expensive raising kids, isn't it? People are always putting pressure on you. You know, they're always saying things. Are you saving up for his college yet? I haven't even paid for my college, man. One deal at a time here. I know I'm gonna have to walk him up through the financial aid line of the people I still know. I got a tab going, right? Yeah, no, turns out I am alive. Yeah. I don't know how that ever. Boing, boing, my son went to college the other day, but I still have my own student loans to pay. Well, the check's in the mail, the bills are due, the interest of my loans continues to accrue. When you're catching up, that I don't know when, but we'll be filing Chapter 10, yeah. As I hung up the phone, it occurred to me, my boy makes more than me. He's only 23, and he's living in my house for free. It's funny because it's true. It's a different world we live in now, isn't it? With the minivans, the car seats, the safety. Where was our safety? When I was a kid, they just threw us in the back of a pickup. Half the time, they didn't even wait. We're leaving. What? Grab my arm. Come on. Jump. Our car seat was a tire. Spare tire in the back. We were lucky to have it, too. We know, because they told us, you're lucky to have it. Yes, thank you. And we believed them. You know, there's kids in China who don't have a tire. Okay. Never knew what that meant. My whole life, they compared me to the kids in China. What did their parents say to them? You're not very lucky. Even if we had a tire, there's no pickup. We'd wrestle in the back. My mom would yell back, you can sit down. Whoa, we can't hear you. My dad would jerk the wheel. Whoa, heard that? We just lost another dog. Tuck and roll, Poco. We didn't know anything about physics. We figured you could roll out of anything if you did it right, you know? What do we know? We're all jacked up on Kool-Aid. Woo. Poking our head through the little window. Hey, what's going on? How you guys doing? Oh, it's really warm in here. You can't even feel the rain. My dad's like, you know, they don't even have rain in China. Oh, come on. It was all legal, too. Cops couldn't do anything, you know? They'd pull up next to you and suggest, how's it going? You may want to put up the tailgate. Not trying to hassle you. I'm just throwing that out there. We've been following you for, like, what, 4.5 dogs or so. The tuck and roll thing ain't working for you. He finally gave my dad a fix-it ticket for the rear view mirror being broken. Thank God, you know, because my dad never looked back. Eyes on the road, safety first. Every once in a while, he'd pump the brakes for no apparent reason. He was doing inventory. Yeah, they're all there. It's a different world. Back then, you had 6 kids, lose one, still got 5. Now I'm a dad, you know? I'm trying to save money, and stuff comes up you don't even expect. Like, now we have cat problems. You guys ever had cat problems before? It's my first time, you know? I was on the road. My wife called up. She said she thinks our cat has, like, a bladder infection. What should we do? cranberry juice? I have no idea, right? It's not my department. So she goes to the vet, $112.50, first treatment, right off the bat, okay? Which sounds like a lot, but I'm like, oh, we love our cat, yeah, yeah. But then if this one doesn't work, the next one's gonna be like $700-800. I'm like, whoa, whoa. How about you guys? I love my cat. But, you know, I'm not in love with my cat. I don't remember exactly what we paid for it. I'm pretty sure it was like free, right? Am I crazy? I mean, this is not a new cat, you know? This is a 88 Calico. And I don't know what the blue book is on an 88 Calico. I'm pretty sure we're taking a bath, you know? Sorry, Ginger, you're totaled. It's not me, it's Consumer Reports right here. It's hard to find parts. I mean, I want to do the right thing, but I only have so much money. You know, what am I going to tell my kids 10 years down the line? Well, we had a trust fund, but then Fluffy blew a knee. Still cramped in 2-bedroom, but Ginger's respirator's doing great. It's $100 just to put her to sleep. You know, I know a guy can make it look like an accident for $50. Obviously. My wife knew that going in, though. Who else is married? By applause, married people? Where you at? Cool. How about you guys? How long have you been married?
25.
25 years. Wow. Awesome. And you say it like you're proud. 25, you know, because some guys say it like they've been through a war. 25. Where were you stationed? Walmart. Nearly lost an arm in the Battle of the Duvet. That's a new term I learned, duvet, right? I came home and the bed was higher. I mean, every year it got higher, but I thought it was finished. And now it's like almost like a bunk bed without a lower level, you know? Am I crazy? I just want to be able to watch TV without worrying about my toenails getting clipped by the ceiling fan, you know? I don't know. God forbid I should get aroused. It's like putting baseball cards in the spokes, you know? But she brought all this stuff, duvet and the sham and all this. So I said, oh, let me see how it feels. I'll lay on it. She said, no, you can't lay on it. I was like, honey, it's a pillow. It's a pillow you can't lay on. It's called a sham. Well, at least they were honest. It's a sham of a mockery of a travesty of two mockeries of a sham. Woody Allen. So 25 years. Do you agree on movies? You like the same kinds of movies? Oh, good for you. Yeah, my wife and I have totally different tastes. She sends me down to the video store anyways. It's her little joke. You know, get something we both like. Better pack a sandwich, honey. I'm going to be a while. That's half my night right there. Pick it up, put it back. Pick it up, put it back. Finally, I just give up. You know, do you guys have anything where a bunch of people fight and explode and then they cry about it and talk? And marriage has turned me into a wuss. It's like a one-way ticket on the Wuss Express. Do you take this woman to be your lawfully wedded wife? All aboard! Whoosh, whoosh. Whoosh, 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 whoosh. If you look out to your right, you'll see a man apologizing for something he didn't even do. It's like a reflex, you know? Sometimes I'm alone in the room, you know? It just pops out. Sorry! She's off in the kitchen. For what? Just in general. Whoosh, whoosh. Since I didn't do anything, can I build up a credit? I wish. I need a credit to get out of shopping. I have no business in that store. My entire job. Hold the purse. Hold the jacket. Look like a dork. Whoosh, whoosh. Coming through. Whoosh man walking. It's not so bad when I'm with her. You ever lose her and still have the stuff? Honey! It's not funny! We have a lost husband on aisle 3! He wants his mummy! I can't shop with her. I turn into a 7-year-old. My knees get weak. Honey, can we go? You said it was just gonna be one thing. Come on. And she starts treating me like a kid. You're just tired. I'm not tired. Do you want a timeout? No. I'm kidding. She actually told me once to stay near the cart. And I did, you know. Right in front of somebody, too, you know. Thank God he was married. I could tell he looked at me like, hey, you don't have to explain nothing, man. You better stay down. She still looks pissed. We help each other. Single guys look at me like I'm some sort of wreck on the interstate. Oh, man. I can't even look at you. Do you even have a weenie? It's in the purse. In there with a checkbook that I used to have.
I got to tell you, Don Friesen's one of the finest stand-up comics still on the road today. He produces concerts himself all over the country. In fact, keep an eye out. He's got one coming up later on this year. Hey, let's get into our wacky and crazy middle headliner. This gentleman does things a little bit different. He's originally out of San Francisco, had a lot of success with his comedy. Ladies and gentlemen, the stand-up of Andy Kindler.
Nobody makes a funny entrance better than me. It's my hook. Why am I yelling? This is not my first rodeo. I answered on the questionnaire they gave me in my second rodeo. When they asked me the question, how many previous rodeos have you attended? It's not my first. The joke's over. Hey, they're opening up the... Hey, look, it's a new moment now. Hey, they're opening up the Jimmy Fallon ride at Universal Studios. It's so exciting. You have to be this easily amused to ride this easily amused. And it starts out so great, so great, so great. It's so great, so great, so great. And then goes nowhere. It goes up, 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 and then they tassel your hair. The parents love it because it's safe, no risks. When I was a young boy, I'm Jewish, you can't tell, but when I was a young kid, you could give a money to an organization in Israel, they would plant a tree in Israel in your name, right? Pretty good? That's the premise. But now, they have an organization, you can give them money, they will remove a settler from the West Bank in your name. Yeah, that's controversial. And you just see a little plaque of the person who was there. Shmoimi, he's gone. I wanted to find out about my ancestry, but I didn't want to go pay the big bucks, so I went to like a discount ancestry place. For $25, they sent me a handwritten note that said, you're mostly Jew and stuff. Do you know that Mike Huckabee Mike Huckabee has visited Auschwitz six times. Why is he going back there six times? I can see twice. You don't get to go on all the rides and see the exhibits. But six times, what is he, taking notes? The implication here is that Mike Huckabee would round us all up, is the implication right there. Do you think in Germany in 1933 they said stuff like, you think Hitler's going to pivot? What do you think? Think Hitler? I have a feeling that Hitler is going to round everybody up and put them in Trump's concentration camps. The greatest concentration camps ever built. I will get the Jews to pay for the camps. This is social commentary. The joke means I'm saying something profound. Hey, kids, are you into the alt-right? The alt-right? These aren't your father's Nazis. Do you hate different religions and also like bad graphics? Check out the alt-right. But you know what they say? Happy wife, happy life. What kind of psychopath are you that you need a rhyme to remember to treat your wife decently? How does that rhyme go? Destroy your wife emotionally? Make her feel less than? Happy life? Is that how it goes? Here's my final joke. I went into a clock store the other day. There's no such thing, but just kidding. I went to a clock store, and the lady behind the counter said, would you like a second hand? I said, not on my watch! Thank you!
Well, I told you, Andy Kindler's a little bit of a different beast. He approaches stand-up comedy from a different point of view or from many different angles. We're not sure. But hey, let's continue on with our time warp comedy. And we're going to jump back to 1980 when I first opened my club. And one of my first headliners is one of the funniest men in the universe. He shared that title with Mark Schiff, Paul Reiser, and Larry Miller. And this is Jerry Seinfeld as he was performing live on my stage at my original room. And it's really funny stuff. I know you'll enjoy it. So let's just jump into it. From 1980, live on stage, ladies and gentlemen, Jerry Seinfeld.
Well, so what games are popular here in Old Sac? Bowling? Bowling popular? I would think so, huh? No? You don't bowl? I love to bowl. Any bowlers? Yeah, sure. You got your own shoes? Oh, that's a status number there. You got your own shoes. I hate when you have to pick the ball out of that rack. You know that giant rack they have to find the ball? It's very hard to find one that fits, isn't it? There's some very strange hole patterns in some of these balls. I don't think I want to meet the people that can use some of these balls. You ever see like eight holes in them? One, two, three in a row sometimes? Weird things. Just... Sometimes there's those giant holes. They're so big, those holes. I can't even try it out. I bring it back to my seat, use it to hold the Cokes. They're big. Or I put it on my head, I run down the lane by myself. I always wanted to come back on that little return lane and pop out the top. How did I do, strike? You come out of that little plastic thing. Yeah, bowling. What other games? Volleyball, we used to play that in high school, you know, like volleyball. Volleyball was great, it had this whole concept of rotate. Remember this idea? Everybody rotates. Everybody moves around, everybody plays every position. You play the front, you play the back, you get to serve. It's totally fair. We would have put rotate right into regular society. Millionaires, rotate! Might be a good idea. Millionaires don't like to rotate. See, there's rules to society. You can't just do what you want. You walk out on the street, you want to ask a stranger what time it is. There's certain places on the person's body that you can tap them. You can tap somebody on the shoulder, that's okay. You cannot tap somebody on the face. This has already been decided. You don't walk up to somebody you don't know and go, excuse me, can you help me out? Buddy? Pal, I'd like to get some help here if I could. You can't do that. Rules everywhere, rules. I opened a new bank. So many rules just to get a checking account started. I opened an account at Bank of America down in Hollywood there. You know that bank? Boy, every time I mention Bank of America, people boo. Thank you, thank you. Just wanted to keep that consistent. Yeah. It's bad service, isn't it? Is that... People say the service, it really is bad, because I went in there, you know, these glass partitions they have between you and the teller, they don't even have a little hole for you to talk through. I need money! I'm hungry! You can't, service is very bad. So they try and give you little bullshit things to help you think you're getting good service. They give you checks with the pictures on them, little boats and shit and things. What the hell is that? I don't need that. They gave me the sports scenes on the checks. You know that, where they put the people golfing on the check, people skiing, having a great time? I'm right now, checks, I'm not having a great time. I'd like to see bums and dead people. I can look at them and think, well, at least I got a couple of bucks. Doing better than this poor slob anyway. Well, you call up the banker, you call up a big company, and they've all got the same systems to keep you down, to keep you demoralized when you're trying to get help. Master Charge, every time I call them, they put you on hold with the music. A lot of companies have this now. Hold with music, you know that one? Where you call up and the music is playing, they put you on hold. And they figure, he's got the music, we can leave him on there. Operator left me on there 20 minutes. By the time she came back, I couldn't even remember what I wanted. She says, can I help you, please? I said, yeah. I'd like to hear the rest of that Johnny Mathis album. You got me into it. Let's hear the other side. I may want to get it. You like that one, huh? Well, that's a good one. Well, keep track of that. And at the end of the night, you can shove it. So... No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, so what else is happening? Well, I've been living out here. I've been going around, and we got the marina in. You drive. I haven't had a car around here, but I like driving. That's one of my favorite things to do. I love driving around. But you got to watch these intersections these days. You know what I mean? Because every lane in a big intersection now has its own thing. And you got to know what it's up to. You know what I mean? It's like no right turn, no U-turn, no left turn. Left turn only, no U-turn, right turn. I like when you pull into the middle lane and it says left turn, okay. Little personal touch there. Don't you think it's like the same thing? Your left turn, okay. We're not crazy about you making the left. It's okay. Just make it and get it over with. I've seen better, believe me. But they're involved. Little involvement, left turn, okay. I like that. I want them to get more involved. Have signs like right turn. Why not? They could loosen up a little bit. U-turn, enjoy it. Make that U-y. You know you want to do it. And you're thinking, you know, I do feel like making a U-y here. I wasn't even going that way. You drive along. A lot of times out here in California, you drive along, you're in the middle of the country. You could drive along, you get stuck behind these horse trailers. I hate that. Does it have to be designed that way, the horse trailer? Big ass right in my face. What's the story here? The horses like it? What's happening? They're probably standing in the back talking. You feel a draft, Bill? I'm very uncomfortable back there. I don't mind telling you. Where else you drive along? I was in Florida. Worst drivers in the world, state of Florida. Old guys. Nice guys. Old guys. Ever drive behind one of these guys whose head just about reaches the window ledge? He's driving along like this. Just looking in the radio. Somehow by the stations he can tell where he is. I don't know how he does it. He's got his left turn signal on from when he left the house that morning. Leaves it on all day. Figures he's making a left eventually. Raining tomorrow? Put the wipers on today. When you're old, you gotta prepare. You can't wait. You gotta make life happen. Forget it. Yeah, I've been traveling. I've seen lots of interesting things. I was in Switzerland. What a country. Great country. I was skiing there. You know, the Swiss tell you, about thermal heat. You got to know about how to dress, you know. They tell you that 75% of your body heat is actually lost through the top of the head. I had a little trouble with this. To me, it sounds like you could go skiing naked if you got a good hat. Does that make sense to you? Watch these weather reports. You know, you got to watch the weather when you go skiing. And they always have weather reports are the same wherever you go in the country. Highs, lows, fronts, things. We have no idea what it is. Then they show you the satellite photo, my favorite. They show you the Earth from 10,000 miles away. Can you tell if you should take a sweater or not from that shot? Can anybody, has that helped anybody? Cloud mass over Ecuador. I better put on the thick socks today. I have no idea what that did, why they put that up. Do you know what I do if I want to know the weather? You know what you do? Watch Romper Room. It's really, it's very helpful. Romper Room lays it on the line, gang. If the little willy guy on the wall gets a raincoat, I know what's happening. They make it very simple. Yeah. You know what else about Switzerland? 500 years without a war. This is impressive. Also, very lucky for the Swiss Army. I don't know if you've ever seen that little Swiss Army knife. It's not much of a weapon. Corkscrews, bottle openers mostly. They've had some great picnics, don't get me wrong. But, you know, somebody comes at you, what are you going to pull out? Nail clippers? Come on, buddy, let's go. You get past me, the guy in back of me has got a spoon. It's a weak army. They're not... So I'm coming back through customs, and the customs guy is trying to catch me on something illegal. You know how they do that? They ask you questions, they go through your luggage, and they try and find something wrong. These are the questions. I couldn't believe the questions designed to trip you up. This is exactly what the guy says to me. Any plants? No. Any alcohol? No. Guy actually says to me, any drugs? Now, is this an effective technique for this guy? What, are we on the honor system now? Is he catching incredibly stupid people like this? Any drugs? Bingo, you got me. I don't know how you did it. I can't take any more questioning. I'd like to go to prison right now. Solitaire, you got anything open? Who were they catching with that? Drugs, yeah. I don't talk about drugs. Coffee is a drug. Yeah, works on you two ways, too. Gives you that little coffee lift. Also gives you that little coffee push. Assembly line, as it were. How many times have you had a nice big breakfast, couple of cups of coffee? You think you're on your way to work. But you get to that front door, hold it, maybe not. You scoot back for another 20. With yesterday's paper. Yeah, you gotta watch your health. I was reading about this guy in the Guinness Book of World Records. Everybody has seen this guy, the 1,400-pound guy. You seen him in the book? 1,400 pounds he weighed. I mean, that's amazing. What a life that must have been. Let's say the guy goes on a diet, takes off 200 pounds. And what are his friends going to say to him? You know, you look fabulous. You look like a beanpole, you son of a gun. People come up to him. You have lost weight. You look dynamite. And what's he going to say? And I feel terrific, too. Look at these pants. They're hanging off of me, you know. You could put two people in here. They're so small. Got to get all new clothes now. Very important to watch whether you eat. I noticed this whole thing in California of reading the ingredients. I watch people in the supermarket. They read the ingredients on every package. Some products, but you don't have to do that because the name of the product gives it away. You know what I mean? Like, Oscar Mayer has some cold cuts. The names are circumspect. Luncheon meat? What the hell is that? Did you ever see that one they have? They call luncheon meat. What the hell is it? I don't think they know what it is themselves. They know it's some kind of meat, and you should eat it around noon. This is all they figured out so far. some little furry animal taking the long way home from work, zip, he's lunching me. They never even got a good look at the guy before he was in the plastic. Just yank, they pull him right out of that forest. And that other one, more disgusting than life itself. Head cheese. Whoa! Head cheese, gee. Ooh, little corned beef's rowing around in there. Pretty weird stuff, head cheese. The thing that gets me is it's not cheese. It's some kind of meat. I guess even Oscar Mayer knows nobody's going to buy head meat. They had to change the name just to unload a few of them. Airplane food is pretty bad. It's always so tiny. You know what I mean? I'm so tired of those tiny little forks, tiny spoons, tiny plates, tiny. Everything is perfect proportion except me. I'm like the Hulk or something, you know, trying to eat this tiny food. And then they give you that little cheese and cracker deal, the Kraft deal, you know, with that hopeless little knife that they give you. That's a depressing experience, isn't it? This knife is like, this is like from a model airplane kit. This is the piece between the two pieces you wanted. Now you're trying to eat with it. You know, you used to throw it out when you were six. Now you're eating with it. It does, you know, it's like you're backsliding there. Yeah, I like flying on planes. I do. Airplane bathrooms are great. Yeah, they always have that little slot for used razor blades. You ever see that? Who's shaving on the plane? Anybody? That's a good move, shaving at 40,000 feet, huh? Had a little turbulence, come out looking like Van Gogh. Yeah. It's a good way to meet people in the airplane bathroom. You just go in the bathroom and I leave the little thing on vacant. Works great. People open the door. Hi, how are you? Razor blade. Put it in there when you're done. See you later. You know, just blow people's minds a little bit. Yeah. So, I'm an American. Jacob is here. We've been hanging out a lot. I went to school a lot. I went a lot. I used to try hard in school. It seemed important at the time. I used to write those essay questions. Boy, that was my specialty. Just anything I knew to be true, put it on there. Maybe you'll hit it. That was my thinking. Then I used to get it back from the teacher. She would write one word across the entire page. Ever get this? Vague. Vague. What is vague? Vague is vague. I didn't understand it. I'd send it back to her right underneath. Unclear. She'd return it to me. Ambiguous. We're still corresponding to this day. I was left-handed. That was the only thing that made me different from other kids in school. Anybody left-handed here tonight? Left-handed? Oh, good. They have a little trouble clapping, but they're here. It is such a negative word, the word left. I'm sure you've noticed this. Leftovers, they're terrible. Two left feet, left-handed compliments. Ever see a crook named Righty? You never see that. Everything right is a positive thing. Right on, the Bill of Rights. You go to a party, there's nobody there, but everybody go. They left. It's always negative things. So I had lots of pets as kids. Used to play with turtles. I remember that first turtle that I got. That was quite an experience for a six-year-old to have a turtle. I couldn't believe it. My mother came over, gave me that little white container. Remember that little white cardboard container with the little wire metal handle? Same container as chicken chow mein. Wasn't it? That's why a lot of times you get a turtle, little onion, little rice on his head. Then he's pissed off, you know. My mother gives me the turtle. I mean, I'm 6 years old. It's an incredible experience. She says to me, Jerry, this is your pet. I said, you mean he's mine? That's right. He belongs entirely to you. And I'm thinking, I'll kill him. Why not? He's mine. I'll wait till he's sleeping. He pulls in his legs. I'll tape up the shell. Yeah, it may seem cruel to you, but come on, he's probably happier being dead than living with me. It's not much of a life, is it? He's got to live off that little shaker of turtle food. Remember that little shaker, like 29 cents? Any nutritional value to this food at all? Ever see a turtle outlive one shaker of turtle food? Ever anybody know anyone to go back for a second shaker? No way. He's got to live in that little clear plastic turtle condominium home. That's his house. Let me ask you a question. Ever see a turtle that cares about the little palm tree in there? What is that, luxury turtle living? You put him in, he gets into it. Hey, I'm living now. Beautiful tree. Pool. Colored rocks are coming in tomorrow.
Man, the years have treated him well. I got to tell you, it's so interesting that the material he was doing live on stage in 1980 is still funny today. And I think that's one of the secrets behind his many over four decades of success on TV and in comedy. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Time Warp Comedy. And I know you enjoyed our three headliners, Don Friesen, Andy Kindler, and Jerry Seinfeld. Hey, thanks for listening. Stay tuned for next week's show. It's a doozy. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Stand Up Comedy, Your Host and MC. For information on the show, merchandise, and our sponsors, or to send comments to Scott, visit our website at www.standupyourhostandmc.com. Look for more episodes soon and enjoy the world of stand-up comedy. Visit a comedy showroom near you.